You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Come here, boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, boy, boy, you
should
get
it up.
Nice, Mark.
Killing it.
Killing that. Hello, and welcome to AfterBuzz weekly recap of TBS Sensation Clipped, Season 1, Episode 6. My chair just keeps sinking and sinking and sinking.
Oh my God.
Can you see that? Okay, try it. It just keeps going down a little bit more and more. Now you made me lose track where I was. World's Rudest Barbershop, Season 1, Episode 6. I am one of your hosts this evening, Mark J. Freeman, and I am joined by the lovely and vivacious...
Jordan.
Hello,
gotcha. I wasn't letting you steal that.
You jumped it. You jumped it.
Gotcha.
Ah.
Jordana Morphin.
And I'm the lovely Cameron
and vivacious.
Lewis. And vivacious.
And vivacious.
Cameron Lewis.
They both are. That's why I said it. That's why I said it.
I was waiting for that one.
All right, you guys. Let's get into this. Is this the rudest barbershop in the world?
No. I've been to far ruder barbershops.
Far ruder. Is that a word? Ruder?
Charmaine isn't even rude. She's just funny.
She is.
I mean, she's rude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on.
I have to say this. One thing that I loved about the opening little tag that they do with the little snippet.
Cold open.
That's it. Cold open. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Maybe this is just because I've been watching a lot of Laverne and Shirley reruns on MeTV. But I loved when... Okay, wait, hold on, because I wrote it down. When they're talking about the video that Charmaine did that got posted, mm-hmm. and Charmaine says, the only person who would be offended by that would be... a puny little girl.
Yeah.
And then Ben walks in, which reminded me of the total Lenny and Squiggy moments when they would say something, you know, nasty, and then Lenny and Squiggy walk mm-hmm. in. I was like, I just love that. Kind of a little throwback to Laverne and Shirley.
I wish that we were around to do a Laverne and Shirley after show.
Well,
because I love that show.
I'm old enough to have done it.
It does.
But after Buzz did. Oh my gosh, I keep sinking.
It does.
I'm not meant.
Rudest chair ever.
I'm just going to go really high. My hair's probably not going to fit in.
That did remind... you're right, though. That was very reminiscent of...
totally, wasn't it?
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. I literally have been watching Laverne and Shirley every night.
God, so good.
I record it now.
I need that channel.
It's MeTV. It's on, like, basic. It's got to be on basic because that's all I afford. But anyway, moving right along.
I can't even afford a chair that doesn't sing.
I know, right? And the other great thing about the opening was our buddy CJ.
Yeah.
CJ.
Little Lonnie got a little handful.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
I texted him after I saw it, and I said, you need to come back and talk about Matt's package.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole show dedicated to Matt's package. All right.
The Matt's package special.
Matt's package.
Coming up on Clipped After Dark.
And the only way that we just need Matt here then to defend himself.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
What was he taking? Was it like...
Taekwondo or something.
Yeah, Taekwondo. I know, I was going to rewind and...
Or Jiu-Jitsu.
I don't even know what I wrote. Jubu. Well, I don't know what the heck that means.
Mo taking...
Jordana's had a long day.
Mo taking Jubu. The heck is Jubu?
It's what...
I think I don't know. I really don't know.
I do know that he was trying to get his yellow belt.
But
he
put karate defend. So... I know.
I just wrote ball grab with an exclamation point.
Ball grab. I think I wrote something very similar. I think I wrote Lonnie and a smiley face.
Off the rails.
Yes. No, he was fantastic. CJ, we love you. You need to come back. So basically the main storyline was this video that somebody posted of Charmaine being rude, which we could just say is being Charmaine.
And she was so funny. She loved it when loved Ben it. Brings it up.
Yeah.
She was like laughing at herself.
I loved when he took her in the office and she just kept crying at herself. He's like, it is not funny.
Charmaine's becoming a very centric character now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I am 100% behind. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was a conscious decision on their part, because she's one of the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
I mean, they're all great, but hands down, she's probably, I think she's, her and CJ, my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My faves.
Hey, maybe there'll be a spinoff.
Whoa.
What? Well, we got to get through, we're going to this is going to go like 8 seasons, so we got time for the spinoff. So then, what happened was Ben then is not happy that these videos are giving his barbershop a bad image.
A bad reputation, yeah.
So he does what Charmaine doesn't think he would do, and he fires her.
Buzzy was so sad about that.
Yeah.
Like, his best friend is gone.
His little BFF in that little corner of the barbershop.
Poor little Mo.
Yeah. So then, however, surprising to Ben, business starts doing better.
Yeah. Oh, of course it would.
I'm like, is this barbershop in L.A.? Because that's everywhere There's, I go in L.A. Everyone's yeah. mean.
See, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I most of the time have that experience. And it's not in like an endearing way
no.
that she has.
Yeah, like if I encountered Charmaine everywhere.
There you go.
But I don't. I go to Ralph's and I get treated like
Wait, you get your hair cut at Ralph's?
Well, no.
That might be what's happening. Broadcast Asylum on the YouTube chat roll right here at YouTube says judo.
I put
that's oh, it was judo.
Jubu.
Not jubu.
Jubu. See,
which
we're close.
Is a ancient practice of martial arts. Jubu.
Jubu.
Making fun of me, I was close.
You were closer
That's
than
That's why I
was.
Didn't write it, and I just wrote getting yellow belt, because I was like, I'm not even going to try to figure out which one it was. I'm sure he said it, and I just missed it. But so then Ben goes to track down Charmaine at the
nail salon. That was fun.
Now, I might have missed this, and I meant to go back and watch. She wasn't working there. She was just there.
She was getting her, or she had an appointment.
Oh, he knew. Got it.
He knew about it.
Yeah.
But I did thoroughly enjoy the interaction with the salon ladies.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
And I hope they go back to that salon more.
We didn't get the Doyle sisters, but we got them.
We did get
them. If the Doyle funny. Sisters went and got their nails done at that place, how great would that be?
Yeah.
That's a whole episode.
Oh, man.
That's a whole episode. No, I loved it. I thought they were fantastic. I loved the And the one girl was like, do you ring a bell in a bell tower?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, what is this, 1492?
Yeah. That whole thing was great.
That was funny.
Oh, it was so good. And then the other one thought he churned butter. And then the other one thought he was doing ice sculpting.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was the sexual innuendo behind all that and everything. I just thought it was all fantastic.
So
yeah. So, but then he ends up hiring Charmaine back and gives her more
a
money.
Raise.
Yeah.
That was funny. Wasn't she, or did Ben, Ben told everyone else that they had to become, or they had to be rude too, right?
Yes. Well, because, but it's when they brought her back.
Right.
Because he was like, okay, now this is our
image.
This is our image. Yeah. We're going to go with this. So now everybody's got to do their part in contributing to this. So then he made Buzzy be mean.
Oh, yeah, that was so great.
Which I thought was fantastic, too.
And he loved it.
He loved it. He's like, just bring some of that home.
What was interesting about that, Jordana and I noticed this, is something you had talked about when CJ was here with CJ about the episodes airing out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Because Buzzy refers to his husband as his boyfriend in this episode.
Ah. Yeah.
So I think they flopped him. Yeah. I think you guys were right on that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he told me that. Yeah, he's the one who told me that he heard
well,
they were moving
thank you,
it
CJ.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is true. He did say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All righty. Good eye. A little scoop. And then they're in this, and then Joy can't be mean.
She can't be mean.
which I thought was fantastic.
Unless she's planning a wedding.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was going to say that. I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, well, the wedding episode, though, she was kind of, you know, bitchy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sorry, can I say that? Too late. I already did. we have the TBS rating for this. And then it was actually Charmaine who went to Ben and was like, look, this isn't the image we want. We're a family barbershop.
Because they were... What did she say about Danny? She was like, Kesha's sluttier
sister. Oh my gosh, that was the best. I wrote that down too.
The best thing that Joey has said.
She's like, you want change? So like, what, for this bill? What else do I want change for? So, well, maybe your outfit. So you stop like Kesha's sluttier sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta tweet that one out too.
There was a funny line whenever Buzzy was talking about, which I thought was actually very true. While we were all watching, we noticed he said about when Charmaine left. He's like, oh, you know, she's been sitting here forever. She's like family to me. And they're like, well, you can still catch up and get drinks and stuff. He's like, nah. It's like, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all go through that.
It's not really worth it, yeah.
It's not worth the call.
I also, at the opening, I'm glad you said that because it reminded me of at the beginning when they were talking about the video that was made, and Danny says they cut Charmaine at her worst moment, and Buzzy was like, yeah, it was from the moment she got up to the moment she went to bed. Yeah. I thought that was really funny too. I thought George Wendt did a good job with that. So she offers Ben her raise back,
mm-hmm.
and says, then we need to get rid of this riffraff. And how about that riffraff, the singing, the guy, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy.
Very good voice, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Great voice, but then he asked everybody to come out and spit on him.
Yeah. All the clients that were coming in were, like, weirdos. They were thinking, like, weird.
It still takes me back, because I'm still watching it, like network sitcom.
No, exactly.
And then the stuff gets said, and I literally go, like, I look around the room like, oh, 100%. Are they allowed to say that? I'm like, oh yeah, TBS. Okay, yeah, they can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like last episode when they were talking about like penises slapping the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
It always jars me right away. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh. Which was a perfect transition into the other storyline, which is the ball grabbing and the whole story with Mo and his yellow belt and
AJ.
Okay, let me just say, I don't know what they did to make his arm look like that.
He tried flipping him.
I'm just saying, the look, that was awful. I kept looking, you know how you see it and then you can kind of see the other arm inside the jacket. I don't know what they did.
Probably makeup.
It looked so good. I was like, and it was like good creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
It probably just like bruised it up and up with makeup or something.
But it was like.
It was bent really weird.
It was bent really weird. Unless that's like something he's.
His arm is in his shirt. And they have another arm that is sticking out.
Yeah, but you couldn't see his other arm.
No, they do a good job. They put the shirt on so you don't see it. Basically,
usually you can tell. Usually, like their body's a little weird shaped.
His arm goes behind his back,
mm-hmm.
and then the other arm is just
goes
because you can see it kind of just waving like this.
Yeah, no, I knew that, but I kept looking for the other arm. Arm's got to be there somewhere.
AJ playing it cool, by the way, after breaking his arm.
Yeah,
and cool. He's walking down the stairs. He's like, "Yeah, I'll never pitch again," but like, there it is.
He's starting to grow on me more now too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't really have that much this episode, but I don't know. Like, I'm starting to like feel for him and stuff.
Broadcast Asylum, really quick on YouTube says, mm-hmm. yes, TBS is pushing the censor envelope with the show. It's great. I agree, but they're not pushing it too hard.
Far, yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Thanks for the comment.
And FYI, and I don't know why I didn't notice this, I'm kind of dig AJ's apartment.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell?
How did I not notice it last time?
I think. Every, like, legitimately, I want the roof on top of the barbershop.
Yes.
I want the barbershop. I want AJ's bedroom. The scoreboard.
The scoreboard was so bad bleep. I just...
I agree. It was.
Like, I don't want to give us a bad rating. I just thought it was... I love the raised part of it. I was just like, this is a total... straight guy's apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was supposed to feel like a a down and out place too. And
yeah.
It's like, what the heck?
I just loved it. I just thought it was so great.
So good.
And then I love that, just the whole bit with Mo and him. And he's like, you know, if you need help, you know, I know it's your dominant arm. And yeah. If you need help, that whole bit, so I was like, oh my God, they are going there with it. Yeah. Like, they totally went there with it.
But I was not expecting that from Mo.
Yeah.
Man has needs, Jordana.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't know what why Mo has to do that, but okay.
I don't know. Again, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, that's my kind of humor, though,
Matt Cook was hilarious in this episode.
I really did, too. I loved him eating the cake and the stress eating.
Yeah, the slice.
When he sliced it with his hand, I was laughing so hard.
It was so funny.
Or AJ's like, where's the rest of the cake?
Yeah.
Just, like, opens it. There's only half the cake.
Oh, there was one scene, though, I didn't quite get the part. There was a whole scene with Danny and AJ. Before Mo comes over, not the scene where he comes over and she leaves, but before that, it's just the two of them. And it's just kind of a short little scene about her saying, there's you have so many other things to offer than baseball. Blah, blah. Oh, it just kind of just was the only thing that I was just kind of like, okay, that just didn't really, I mean, it made sense. I'm not saying it didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like
it wasn't even really necessary. End. Since we find out he's a good writer,
but she kind of says the same thing when Mo's there.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm nitpicking.
Maybe just there is. She's in love with him, so she just,
There it is.
So anyway, so then she mentioned.
Maybe they were practicing Jubu together.
It could.
It's possible. You never know.
Hashtag Jubu. Oh, Jubu. Hashtag Jubu. Jordan, I'm going to tweet you in that tonight.
What's it called, judo?
Judo. And so then Danny tells Mo about how he writes these letters to get express how he feels and stuff, and then Mo sends them to his friend at the Huffington Post and gets AJ published.
God, I wish I had a friend that easy. Really
I know. I wish it were that easy.
Well, I love how the letters that he writes, they're all like hatred letters towards, like, different people.
Yeah.
And the one that at the end they read is the one, of course, towards Ben.
Towards Ben. About...
It was worst boss, or no. About
reasons I hate my boss or something like that.
Yeah. What did I... I swore I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't. An open letter to my boss.
There it is.
An open letter to my boss.
That's there it is.
And then I also loved at the very end, too, when Buzzy says to him, you know, thank you for bringing it back to being a family barbershop and making me proud to have my name on the barbershop. And they shake hands. And he says, what do you do, gardening with this hand? I've said this to somebody. I was having a conversation with about, I love when comics... They start with a joke, and then it ends up popping back up at the end, and I lost it when he said that about the hand.
Well,
I was just
now
like,
we definitely know what Ben does in his office.
Exactly.
Lots and lots of Jubu.
He should have been the one offering AJ the help with his dominant
Absolutely.
But yeah, so it was, I mean, it was, and I guess the only other thing that I really need to talk about, which we mentioned a little bit last week.
Yeah.
I was very upset that the Doyles were not in the lot, and then they weren't in it at all this week.
Maybe they went on vacation.
Well, then there better be like a whole Doyle Sisters episode to make up for this.
I really hope that there is.
Because
that would be the best thing. I mean, we love the cast all together, all around, of course.
Absolutely.
But I think the people want
the Doyle Sisters episode for sure.
Where they go to the nail salon.
Yeah.
I think that'd be just fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we should go to the show, too.
They really, yeah.
We can help them with that if they need story ideas for the Doyles.
They might have friends at the Huffington Post.
That's true.
The Doyle sisters.
That's true.
Maybe they got jobs there, too. That's why
they're not around.
It's possible. Very possible.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so that was pretty much the whole... episode. I mean, there was basically those two storylines. There was nothing else really. Mm-hmm. And again, the Doyles weren't there, so I was very distraught.
They're gonna make
about
a comeback.
That. They better.
They will. They'll be back.
And they don't show a at the end, they don't show like a clip of what's next time on.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Kind of glad they don't.
Yeah.
Those actually kind of spoil things for me in a bad way. Yeah. So I'm happy when...
Well, and they also try to mislead you, make you think it's about something that it's not. But yeah, so that was another fantastic episode of Clipped. Any news and gossip?
Do you guys know? I have a question for you really quick before we do that. Do you guys think that AJ is actually done with baseball?
I think he says he is, but he's definitely going to try playing again.
You think he'll get the arm back?
Or either that, I think he won't get it back, but I feel like he's going to try.
I think that, I mean, he can, I think there'll be other situations for, I mean, he could do coaching stuff, he could do other, you
but
know
he'll
what I mean?
Never
other,
play.
I don't think he'll ever play.
Maybe he'll, well, now
sports
that we saw
something?
That he's
sports writing.
Get into the writing.
Yeah,
he's
that's
gonna go
a good,
into, that's what I was thinking, sports writing.
Or yeah. Like, especially
covering
since
baseball.
He's a writer also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. He's kind of like the, it's a lot of little Cheers kind of, you know, that Sam was a baseball player and AJ's a baseball player. George Wendt is on the show.
True.
Takes place in Boston.
Laverne and Shirley stop by occasionally.
I don't know that Laverne and Shirley ever went to Cheers. But
there was a crossover episode. The Golden Girls were there too. You just didn't see it.
Oh my God.
It's not. It doesn't replay on me. TV.
I think Cheers is on Netflix. I'm going to have to look for the Laverne and Shirley because that is one I definitely would have remembered. So I guess news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV news.
I still haven't heard anything about the season 2.
No,
but,
yeah. About that.
I do keep Googling and trying to find information. But
me too.
Haven't had much luck.
I think there's a really good chance.
I think so,
myself.
Too.
I think so, too.
Because I don't think that TBS has many other original shows that are doing great right now.
And I don't know. I keep talking about it to people, and I keep saying, you need to watch this. This is really good. And every person that I've told to watch that's, gotten back to me said, it really was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't hokey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a very dedicated fan base online. Mm-hmm. A lot of people tweet us throughout the week, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the most important things over TV viewership now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's doing well on TV, too. So I'm thinking season 2 is going to happen, you guys.
Good.
And season 3 and season 4.
Good.
And the Laverne and Shirley all Doyle's sister episode is going to happen at some point. At some point.
That would just be fantastic.
So awesome.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on that. Any predictions for
your AfterBuzz TV predictions?
Oh, that was kind of new.
Well, I'm going with the sports writing for sure.
I think I'm going to go with the sports writing too. The coaching, I don't think that's far off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that they're going to have a workplace softball team or something like that.
Which is again a very it's a Cheers thing too.
There you go. Doyle's sisters are gonna play, all of them are gonna play catcher or something. I don't know.
It's gonna be the Doyle sisters against
that's a total pitcher catcher setup joke already. Yeah.
There it is.
Awaiting to happen.
It's gonna be the Doyle sisters against the Buzzy barbershop.
Oh yeah. Or the tattoo guy,
yeah.
Trevor?
Yeah. Trevor.
I love when they said, when Buzzy said, he's like, how do I look? And he said, you look like a, did he call him a child molester or something?
Pretty much,
like,
what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it.
Funny.
Broadcast Asylum on YouTube says, this has to be a huge hit for TBS. Season 2 is a must. We hope so, too.
It will be.
Fingers crossed.
That is right.
And my advice for Clipped is, more Doyle sisters.
Hit it.
More.
Gotta get it.
All right, you guys. Tell everybody how to find you on social media if they want to tweet you about Clipped and season 2.
All right. Are you me first?
Yes, of course.
Ladies first, always.
You guys can find me at Jordana_Morfin on Twitter and on Instagram.
You can find me at The Only Camshaft Twitter and Instagram, CameronLewis.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Clipped AfterBuzz TV. That's all you have to search. Rate us 5 stars. Tweet us. ABTV Clipped. Hashtag Jubu. Use it.
Never let me live that one down.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE. And we will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.